San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf is one of the city's iconic destinations for tourists from around the world, along with Alcatraz, Chinatown, Union Square, and Coit Tower. Come along and join me in San Francisco for a visit with Rachel Brown, Marketing and Communications Director for the Fisherman's Wharf Community Benefit District. Brown talks about the incredible transformation and evolution of the area, with more than $300 million invested in capital improvements over the past 7 years alone, and its trendy appeal as a nighttime hangout for local millennials.
We're right now at the Palace Hotel, actually, but we should be at Fisherman's Wharf because I met and ran into Rachel Brown, who's the Marketing and Communications Director for Fisherman's Wharf Community Benefit District.
I do our marketing and communications down at the wharf, and I've been there about 4 years, so I've gotten to see a lot of exciting, fun changes for the neighborhood.
It is an iconic part of San Francisco. I mean, it's Fisherman's Wharf, Alcatraz, Coit Tower. I remember going to Fisherman's Wharf when I was a little kid. And part of what I like about coming back there is rediscovering what you remember from when you were a kid. But then there's that new things that are happening there. And it's not static. There's a lot of evolution that's happening. Tell us what's new.
I think everyone has those great childhood memories of first going with their family and, you know, seeing the sea lions and getting a Ghirardelli sundae.
The crab pots.
The crab pots, probably getting some clam chowder in a bread bowl. And that is kind of the perception that a lot of the world has of Fisherman's Wharf. And, you know, that's why it's so iconic. We get 12 million visitors per year for good reason. We have some amazing views, and which is great, Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz. It's a really beautiful area, definitely great for photography, but we also have a lot of exciting new changes. I think the area is great at maintaining our rich historical ties, but also staying up with trends. Also what locals are looking for. A lot of businesses that are opening are in tune with what's new and what's trendy. And
For the locals.
Yeah,
dig a little deeper on that angle.
So I think a lot of younger travelers and also young San Francisco Bay Area locals.
Young, we're talking about millennial generation,
yes,
right?
Yes, the M word. But we do love millennials, and we're really excited because this generation is really learning that the wharf does have a lot to offer besides those traditional things you think of. We have a lot of unexpected gems that have either been there for a little while or new things opening.
Give us some specifics. Classic gems and new gems.
New gems. One of my favorites actually is called Surasan. It's a Korean-American fusion restaurant in the neighborhood. It's been open about a year and quickly became very popular. So they have traditional Korean dishes, but they also have fun brunch options like their KFC Korean fried chicken Benedict, which is really good. They have this decadent millionaire's bacon. Pretty recently, Yelp named them the number one restaurant in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
But I'm wishing that we had set up this interview right down on Fisherman's Wharf now.
Yeah, there's...
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, classics like Skoma's, and then we have these fun new spaces that are really unexpected. There's also a great bar at Pier 39, actually, that you probably haven't heard of. Most people haven't, because it's this secret tiki bar. It's called Luau Lounge, and you actually enter through Players Sports Grill and arcade. You walk past a bar and a restaurant through a pretty long arcade, and then you get to the back, and it's so exciting. It's this little tiki oasis back there.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Almost a speakeasy.
Yeah, it is kind of this unknown thing. You can even go there on a busy Saturday at the wharf, and there's not actually going to be that many people back there. And they have sweeping views of the bay, which is definitely the highlight. You can enjoy a fun tiki cocktail and see the bridge and Alcatraz. So it's really beautiful.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love the best kept secrets.
And then we have some exciting things opening soon, actually. I believe this week The Cartoon Art Museum is opening. They moved from another area in San Francisco, and they opened on Beach Street in this little mini art district that we have at the Wharf. Lots of great galleries. They feature cartoon art, and it's going to be this fun kind of nerd mecca that a lot of people really love, and it's going to be a big hit, we think, with both the visitors and the locals. And just down the street from there is Ghirardelli Square.
That's a classic,
but they also understand what it takes to keep current and fresh, so they have some fun openings. San Francisco Brewing Company is going to be opening Fisherman's Wharf's first brewery, which is really exciting. They're going to have a great tap room, a great beer, and elevated pub fare. And then just across the square, Subpar, it's a mini indoor golf course. They're going to have 18 holes inside the old chocolate factory, and each hole is going to be a different location in San Francisco, so there's going to be a little mini Ghirardelli Square hole, so that should be a lot of fun, too.
Classic miniature golf reinvented then.
Exactly, yeah.
This is cool. This is way beyond fish and chips and clam chowder.
Definitely. And I always recommend to my friends, you know, the younger group, that it's a great place to go on a Sunday fun day. You know, you're dreading Monday going back to work and you need something fun to do to distract yourself. So you come down to the Wharf for a nice brunch and maybe some mimosas. You can do a bay cruise. There's actually a boat at Pier 39 called Wine Therapy.
That's a good one.
Right.
Therapeutic for sure.
Definitely. So not only are you getting this like fun wine tasting experience, but you're cruising around the bay and getting a little sun and some fresh air. So.
And you have a designated driver.
A designated boat driver, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We're actually San Francisco's only In-N-Out is located at the Wharf.
Oh, nice. Good call.
So that's a big hit. Also great if you're out, you know, on an evening. We have 10 bars within a 15-minute walk of each other, which a lot of people don't realize that we have this fun little nightlife scene. And it's nice because, unlike some other areas of San Francisco, you can walk into a bar on, you know, a weekend evening, walk straight up to the bar and order a drink, and you don't have to elbow anyone out of the way. Because the crowds do tend to die down after 7 p.m., and a lot of people are picking up on this fact and using it as kind of a fun little, like, you know, get out, go to another neighborhood, have a fun night out with friends, and then maybe, you know, after you've had a couple beers, you go over to In-N-Out because they're open till 1 a.m.
Wow.
Get yourself a double-double, mm-hmm. Maybe some animal style.
Oh, you know all the inside.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we also have some really fun attractions, some of which are new, a lot of which are open a little later, which some people don't realize, especially during the summer. Places tend to stay open later. One of my favorites is called the San Francisco Dungeon, and they've been around a few years now. It's really fun. The name, you're like, what is this? San Francisco Dungeon? That sounds interesting. But it's actually this really fun, kind of historical, scary tour. So you go through like the Gold Rush era and Barbary Coast. I've taken friends there who say, oh, you know, I don't scare easily. This is going to be a laugh. And by the time we walk out of there, they're like clutching my arm because it's actually pretty scary. So if you like kind of a fun, spooky time like that, that's a great place to go.
Is the Madame Tussauds still there?
Yeah, so Madame Tussauds is right next to the San Francisco Dungeon. And I think what's really fun about it that a lot of people don't realize if they haven't been there is you actually get to touch all the characters. So you can take a selfie with Leonardo DiCaprio. You can, like, try on jackets next to Michael Jackson. And they even have this fun E.T. exhibit where you can get on the bike with E.T. and you put on the little red hoodie that they wear in the movie. So that's a really popular one as well.
I could see that being a real top seller for a lot of people. That's great.
Yeah.
Changing it up.
Definitely.
Historically, believe it or not, one of the allures of old Fisherman's Wharf was kind of the tacky facades and the t-shirt shops and whatnot. There's something about that buzz there, but it's very much evolved and changed from that era.
the developers of the neighborhood have done a great job of maintaining the fun, nautical, historical vibe that people treasure so much about the area, but also updating it so that it's current and it's fresh.
And even architecturally, it's just some really nice projects going on.
Yeah, so in the last 10 years, we've actually undergone about $300 million in capital improvements, both public and private. We redid a few blocks of the main thoroughfare, Jefferson Street, so it's much more pedestrian and bike-friendly. And many of the property owners of the area are redoing their buildings so that it's not so much on that kitschy side of things. It still celebrates that in a fun way, but they're updating it to really create this new ambiance for the area. One of the blocks is doing this really great facade project on the outside of their building where each storefront is going to have a large end of a shipping container above it, and then there's going to be plants growing out of the shipping container. So people really understand, you know, the architects understand to stay on trend and stay on theme with that nautical fun, but do it in this kind of modern, more hip way that people really appreciate.
So the old Fisherman's Wharf is no longer what you might have remembered it as.
I think there's still some of that, and then there's a mix of old and new. So a great example of that actually is Fisherman's Grotto number 9. One of San Francisco's first restaurants is just undergoing a renovation. They were bought by a company who also owns Tommy's Joint, another very historic San Francisco restaurant.
Well, I hope they don't monkey with it too much, because that's one of those places like Aliotto's, you know, coming back and revisiting a place that you remember forever.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. They worked with the family owners, the previous owners, to really maintain the historical nature of the building. So it still has that very iconic Fisherman's Grotto number 9 sign on top with the marquee lights and the old fisherman in his yellow raincoat. So they're maintaining a lot of that. But they're also updating it so that the top floor is going to be a restaurant. Actually, on the roof, they're going to have a vegetable garden where they're going to get the most locally sourced vegetables for some of their dishes. And the bottom floor is going to be converted into a marketplace. So they're going to have different vendors down there, still to be determined, possibly a fish market, and maybe even a museum about Fisherman's Wharf. So that's a great example of developers understanding that they need to stay true to the history of the area, but also bringing up to speed and current for today's climate.
That's cool. And when is that expected to be completed?
That actually is expected to be completed in a couple weeks.
Wow.
And they also changed the name to The Grotto, so make sure to search for that if you're looking for it.
Before we go, a little bit more about some of the new and different attractions you might find at Fisherman's Wharf.
We have this new attraction opening at Pier 39. It's set to open in early 2018, and it is from the owner of 7D Experience. They are going to be opening something called The Flyer, and it's a whole theater. It's a 28-seat moving theater with a massive screen, so it's this experience. You get in the seat and you feel like you're flying through San Francisco. It's exciting, there's movement, and you feel...
So all the seats move.
All the seats move. You know, there's sound effects and things to make you feel like you're really out in the air flying through San Francisco, and it goes by all the sights. And on the other side of the coin is one of our oldest and most classic attractions, which is Musée Mécanique. And journalists, people young and old, everyone you meet who comes to Fisherman's Wharf, if they go to Musée Mécanique, they will say it was a highlight of theirs. They have old arcade games, and you just can get a few quarters or pennies and play all the games. And it's really tying into that older Fisherman's Wharf, the throwback, fun, quirky, kind of kitschy thing. So that's a definite recommended stop for anyone coming to the area. And then for people who will be staying overnight, say if they aren't locals, we have a lot of fun new hotel properties in the area, either completely new or renovations. And we have a bunch of nautically themed hotels, as you would imagine, that do a really great job of tying into the nautical theme and keeping things modern. One of my favorites is called Hotel Zephyr. It's been around a couple years now. And this property, you just have to see it to believe it. It is so fun. The best way to describe it is urban street vibe meets nautical fun. So you'll see this street art inspired mural on the wall next to some old antique nautical lanterns. They have a great courtyard where you can play ping pong, life-size Jenga, Connect Four, and there's actually a new addition to the courtyard is this old Shasta camper trailer that's been converted into a food truck, so you can get a nice bite or a cocktail there. I think this is a great place for families to stay because of that fun kind of like games element, but it's also popular with the younger crowd because of this kind of hip, modern aesthetic that it has. Another hotel property that is definitely going to appeal to the younger generation is Hotel Moxie. That's a Marriott brand. They'll be opening in 2019, and it is a brand that is specifically designed for the millennial traveler.
I understand that you have some cool annual events all year long, every year, and I'm going to miss out on one tomorrow.
Fisherman's Wharf is definitely known for our events. Basically, any week you want to come down, there's something fun going on. Some of the classics are our 4th of July festival that's actually thrown by the city of San Francisco. We do a great fireworks show, and the Fisherman's Wharf is definitely the best place to view something like that. So we get a lot of people down there for that, as well as Fleet Week. So Fisherman's Wharf is kind of the home base for Fleet Week every year. That takes place in October. And Fleet Week is when all the Navy and servicemen and women come to town and we celebrate them. The highlight is always the Blue Angels show, which is when the planes get up in the air and fly around really fast, and that's a big hit for people of all ages, really. So those are our two more classic events. We also produce an annual Wharf Fest. We've done that for 5 years now. That's in late October, and that is really fun because we have a chowder cooking competition where usually around 12 of the best restaurants at Fisherman's Wharf come, and they compete for the title of best chowder at the Wharf. So tickets are really reasonable. They're $15 if you buy early online, and you get to sample 12 different chowders. So that is one of our more delicious events.
So a battle of the chefs then.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really competitive, and there's a few that tend to win some years. We also do some smaller events. We like to bring people down and experience our nightlife. So we do some pub crawl, wine walk, beer walk type events. We actually, in March of last year, we held the world's largest ever onesie pub crawl, where 720-somethings came down to the Wharf dressed in those pajama onesies that are usually a cute cat or a unicorn or something. That was super fun. And we do regular pub crawls. We have an ugly holiday sweater pub crawl that we do. And a fun event that we'll be doing coming up is a whiskey and bacon festival. So stay tuned for details on that.
You guys have a lot of fun down there.
We do. We know how to have a good time. The travel industry is really fun, and everyone in the neighborhood knows how to celebrate, eat, and have a good party time.
I love it. To learn more, do you have a website, or where would somebody go? Facebook?
Definitely. So if you want to check out any of the fun events and see a schedule of that, or just see what's new, places to go at Fisherman's Wharf, you can go to visitfishermanswharf.com. Same on Facebook, and on Instagram, we're just Fisherman's Wharf.
Rachel Brown, Marketing and Communications Director, Fisherman's Wharf Community Benefit District. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks so much, Tom. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure. And now I got to go down to Fisherman's Wharf.
We'll see you down there.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from San Francisco. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Your golden sun.